Daughter of Calamity by Rosalie M. Lin. Read for you by C. Chen. Chapter 1. Every Friday, I deliver the bones the way my grandmother taught me, with my shoulders down and my chin held high. "Be proud of my art," she said. So I strut down the alleys of the old Chinese city with her package wrapped in brown paper, wearing my pride like an ostrich feather fanned behind my head. The way night unfolds in Shanghai, like a sigh against a mirror, makes the city harder and harder to read as the hours crawl by. The bluish gas lamps above the fortune teller's stalls, the hooves of a slaughtered cow swinging gently over the pebbled sidewalk, the large wooden mallet falling with quiet thuds onto a sheet of peanut brittle. Everything is muted, like the beginning of a dream, as I catch the bloodshot eyes of the pork butcher eating noodles behind his stall. I begin to think the streets are inhabited not by warm bodies, but by ghosts. Past the blinking neon sign for a Turkish bath, the man I'm looking for is sitting on a crate beside a fruit stand in the crumbling wall, smoking a cigarette. As he draws his hand away from his mouth, his fingers glint silver in the washed-out moonlight. The first time I made this delivery, I was 12 years old, and the fruit seller was just a teenager. "You see his hands?" my grandmother whispered in my ear, as I hid behind her with wide eyes that did not know what to make of the flashing neon and blue smoke. "Those are not the hands of a boy who chops pineapples all day." I held out my trembling hands made of flesh, and he used his silver one to place a yellow rind in my palm, the sticky juice running between my fingers. There was no other word to describe the honey in her voice except pride, but it wasn't until many years later, when I watched him slip a dagger between the ribs of another man, that I understood what those hands were for. The man drops the cigarette from between his silver fingers and crushes it with the heel of his leather shoe. After so many years, he can read my relationship with my grandmother from the brooding slant of my eyebrows. "You've been fighting with her again, haven't you, Jingwen?" The thin fragrance of dragon fruit swirls in the cold December air. I shrug my shoulders, which are bare below the short cap sleeves of my chi pao, and hand over the package. "I'm going dancing later. Let's get this over with." The fruit seller peeks inside the package, marveling at the assortment of bones, and pours its content into the large brass scale meant to weigh fruit. When he stands, the hilt of a saber peeks over his shoulder, wrapped in gray-blue leather. "Lots of arms," he observes. "Not that many legs." "Legs aren't in fashion right now." Xiao Lei is a gangster in the Society of the Blue Dawn. Not too many years ago, he gave up his own right arm, flesh, bone, and sinew, and lay on a table screaming as my grandma cast a mold of his flesh and steel and sewed his nerves together, the old and the new. "You know what they miss the most?" my grandma told me, the corner of her mouth lifting like we were sharing an inside joke. "The lines on their palm." The scale wobbles back and forth a few times and steadies. 12 kilos, Xiao Lei says. "You sure you want to be paid in yuan today? The Mexican silver dollar is the highest valued currency on the market." I roll my eyes and thrust my hand out, palm up. Xiao Lei pulls a wad of paper bills out of his pocket, licks his thumb, and begins to count. 900. "You know, I see the way you look at me." "Just because I'm a gangster doesn't mean I'm trying to cheat you." His silver finger brushes against my palm, and I expect the cold kiss of steel. But Xiao Lei's hand is warm. Despite his plea, I count the money anyway while he watches me. "Still, if you were an ordinary boy, you'd be taking girls out dancing on Friday night, not pretending to sell fruit while doing whatever it is you're doing." A gentle fog begins to engulf the alley, like a watercolor brush being dragged across parchment, warning of dawn rain.